Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Shukka Khan to each and every one of you. Shalimar, Shaka Tak and Shawadi Wadi's greatest hits. As we say, she's brought her kinder. The gravity of Judge Rinder. As sexy as Lucy Pinder. It's our very own lovely Linda. It's Linda Bloody Pollock, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Linda, how are you? I'm spitting bars for you there,
What's
Linda.
What's the build-up?
Spitting bars! She's going on holiday soon. That's the thing we've got to look forward to. Who are you staying with? Your old pen friend?
My old pen friend from when I was at school, yes.
Oh, lovely. How have you kept in touch? We didn't really touch on it. How did you keep in touch? Why did you keep in touch?
Because we used to have so much fun when I went over there.
Yeah.
And the boys were really, really good-looking and quite interested in me, and they weren't in this country, so I used to go back every summer as a teenager.
Wonderful.
Yes, so maybe some exotic flower there.
Right. What happens if you go... I mean, you see this woman occasionally. What happens if you go over there and she wants to go out playing pinball or motorcycling or hopscotch, whatever you used to do in them days?
Bang up for it, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. What's her name? What's she do for a living?
Well, she's called Sonia. Mm. And it's funny in Spain because you get a job... Basically, you get put on a job track. So she's an office worker.
What do you mean?
Well, once you're in that office worker track, you just kind of get passed around different organisations.
That is absolutely true of most people's lives, isn't it?
Yeah,
you've got manual work.
So, but they just formalise that system, yeah.
I luckily have never had to do a proper job in my very short life so far. And I feel I'm lucky. I mean, I've done also. Look, my skills, telepathy. Mind reading, that's the same thing. Clairvoyancy. Yeah. I'm clairgustant. I'm clairsentient. I can do all these things. I'm a medium.
Clairgustant. You can taste.
Can taste spirit. Mm. Yeah.
What did they
taste like? Mouldy. Yeah, some of them do. Some of them are absolutely disgusting. Some of them are lovely. The taste of Dinah Dawes.
Oh, God, yes.
Ooh, lovely, lovely. To have Dinah Dawes on my lips, beautiful. She tastes lovely. No,
meanwhile,
no,
who tastes
not
disgusting?
Not that image. Who tastes disgusting?
Yeah, go on.
You know, Pat Coombs used to be in Life Begins at 40. It was like chowing down on a mouldy Garibaldi.
Nobody's perfect.
Sorry
Clinton.
To the state of Pat Coombs there. That is disgusting. It's no wonder people hated me on Jason Manford's time.
Well, it's not your fault. It's just what spirit does.
Sorry. I would like to just apologise for that image of me performing cunnilingus.
Oh, my God.
On one of the nation's favourite comedy actresses, dead for some years now. Right, that aside, have a wonderful time.
Thanks.
And anyway, let's get on with the show.
Yeah, let's stop talking about that.
All right. And let us now turn to someone who, look, you'll know this, that we have been doing a little bit of something on people who represent us in public service. We've had two policemen reporting supernatural events as we continue with our section called...
Public service section.
This week, someone got in touch with me.
Not another copper.
Not another copper. He's from the RAF. This guy's absolutely extraordinary. I've Listen to this. Well, we turn now to our ghosty goings-on with people, those in public service, and we've got staff officers. Is that correct? Max Garrity here. He's one of our, wonderful military people, keeping us safe. Max, are you there, please?
I am, yes, Clinton, yes. Good to speak to you.
Very good. Now, look, Max tried to leave a couple of messages on the Skype system, and it's a very short, for those of you who are phoning up and getting depressed that they can't leave a message, it's a very, very short message duration you're allowed to leave. So I thought I'd give him a bell. We don't know how this is going to go. It might be shite, but Max is going to tell us something rather scary. No pressure. In between flying a tornado, which I believe is a type of aeroplane, to keep us safe. Max, what are we going to tell us before you were so rudely cut off?
So I was, early on this year, I think it was about March, I was staying at an RAF base near Lincoln, in the Met. And for some bizarre reason, unbeknown to me, they put me in a VIP suite, which was very nice. So if you can imagine three house bricks in shape, so on the western one is a sitting room.
Yes.
The middle one is a bedroom.
Right.
And then the eastern one is the bathroom.
Right.
And they've all got interconnecting doors, and the doors rest open against a rubber stop. That's a natural detente.
Right.
So I'd just come back from having something to eat, and I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And the bathroom door to the bedroom is open. And then all of a sudden, it just started slamming against the rubber stop, opening and slamming.
Oh my God.
There's no air current in there. There's nothing to move it. And this went on for about a minute, and then it just stopped dead.
Right, okay. How many times did it slam? Did it slam a sort of regulation? I mean, was it swinging back and forth? A sort of regulation, what would you call that, angle?
Say, now you're asking. I reckon from the stop, it went to about 30, 40 degrees of angle, and it was like a do, really quite quick, actually, and quite a violent movement. But I'm unaware of any regulations on door slammings.
I'm just writing down these figures. Here we are. What did you say? Had 10 to 12 times, did you say?
It went on for nearly a minute.
Nearly a minute, 60 seconds. An angle of what you showed me, those at home can't see this, you showed me, what, about 45 degrees, something like that?
Probably about 30 to 40 degrees.
30 minutes. Let me see. Slamming. So how many times approximately slamming? 20 to 34?
Yeah, probably about 20 times, I thought.
Times 40 divided by... the 60. Right, my calculations say that was a ghost shitting you up.
And I think you might be right, because then when I went to bed, I'm lying in the bed, and all I can see in front of the bed is the bathroom door, and I'm going, I hope that's not going to start slamming again.
Fucking hell. Now, listen, tell me, has there been anything spooky that's gone on there before, Max? Douglas Bader, for example, wandering in and kicking the door shut with one of his artificial legs, something like that.
I do believe Douglas Bader was there, but he was based down the road. But I was at RAF Scampton, which is north of Lincoln. So a week after that, we're in the bar, and the bar had a... So the barman's in, and he went, does anyone want anything more to drink, sirs? And we went, no, that's good. So he had to go out through the back door. And behind the bar, there was a 90 degrees, then another 90 degrees and straight back to the back door. But there were steps going up just behind the bar wall. We couldn't see the steps. And so the barman left, went through the back, looked up, and there at the top of the stairs is a guy in World War II flying kit.
Bloody hell. I love that.
Spike, I think he was called, the bellman. He screamed, ran out the back door and ran off the guard room and didn't bother locking up. And
God.
Yeah, wouldn't go there again. So it really took him up.
Well, listen, Max, I really want to thank you very, very much. And we all want to thank you at home as part of our public service section of the show. It was, I think you'll agree, ladies and gentlemen, it was well worth waiting for. Max, thank you for persisting with this.
Thanks, Clinton. Real pleasure.
Thank you for listening. All right, lots of love. Keep up the good work.
Will do.
I like Max McGarry very much.
Oh, he was great, wasn't he?
You know, my brother-in-law's in the RAF.
Right.
Yeah, he calls it the thinking man's army.
Sorry to our friends from the army.
If sorry, you know what it's like.
If you, any of those people, you know, from the army, any of our gallant boys and girls in
green
or blue or sort of camouflage,
yeah,
want to get in touch about anything they've seen in the services.
Yes, because we know you all take the mickey out of each other, but we are just so respectful.
Absolutely. So maybe get your brother-in-law on it sometimes. He's seen it.
Oh, he's daft as a bloody brush. You don't want to get him on. He's seen all sorts.
Okay. Let's turn now to some more paranormal stories. This is an app. Put the spooky music on. This is, of course, from one of our favourites, Take a Break, Fate or Fortune. Have a listen to this, if you would, please, Linda.
Saucy Stone gave me a baby. Nudging my boyfriend, Phil. There's an asterisk there, so that would suggest his name isn't really Phil.
Yeah, no,
it's more likely to be Justin, given this story. Do you know what I mean?
It's a story about having a small willy. Sorry about that, fellas. Sexist.
I couldn't help suppressing...
Very, very sexist. Hold on.
Is that your willy?
Yeah.
I couldn't help suppressing a snort of laughter. Look at that, I exclaimed. Maybe it is.
Poor sod!
We were visiting the famous Witches Museum in Boscastle while on a camping holiday. Well, you know how to live. There in the display cabinet amongst a death mask and a pickled pig in a jar, wow, was a rather interestingly shaped stone. It looked like a willy.
Sorry about this. Bear with it. This gets better. I know this sounds a bit puerile.
The label left no doubt at all. Cockle rock, Phil said out loud. This phallic-shaped flint was used as a fertility aid in the donor's family for several generations, read the exhibit.
Well, it's naughty.
As late as the 1920s, women wishing to conceive would place the stone under their pillow.
Yes.
On the night of the full moon.
They didn't stick it anywhere else.
No.
In a ghost up my fanny.
They would be with child within 9 months.
Right.
What a wonderful idea, I thought. Put a rock under your pillow and you get a baby.
Yeah. To any young people listening, that is not how it normally
works.
No. But its fertility symbols do work. Go on, continue.
Phil and I had been trying for a little one for years with no luck.
Oh, I've been trying for a big one for quite a...
You
can get
a you pump. And me both, love.
Yeah, go on.
I was over 40 and a pregnancy looked increasingly unlikely. I had... This is medical now, so this is...
This is medical.
Serious now.
Polycystic ovaries.
Syndrome, yeah, which caused fertility issues.
Right, never mind all that. Let's get back to the funny bit. Go on.
I talked about other options, and I just don't think I could bear it, I'd sob to Phil when we discussed it. Going through all that, getting my hopes up. We agreed to just pray that nature would take its course. Yeah, that seems more... Rather than getting medical intervention, just pray, it'd be fine.
I felt your pencil, didn't I?
Apparently not, up to that moment.
Phil had two adult kids, but I could never quite give up my dream of my own child to have and to hold. That's marriage, not snot.
Right, OK. Babies. Suddenly got very serious, hasn't
yes,
it? A little bit upsetting.
Yes, I'm feeling the pain.
Sorry, it started off quite jokey about a stone that looked like a knob, and now it's suddenly gone all very...
Angst.
So angsty. But anyway, come on, keep going. It might be something nice.
If it's meant to be, it will happen. I'd whisper to myself. The next day of our holiday, we decided to take a stroll on the beach, and as we headed back to our campsite, something caught my eye.
Ooh.
I'm having sex at the moment.
Not that.
Funny old lady in the dunes.
Cock rock, I exclaimed. I'd spotted a phallic piece of stone in the sand and waved it triumphantly. You never know, I grinned.
Phil rolled his eyes in mock exasperation. Well, best not put it under the airbed, he spluttered. It'll burst it. Hilarious. We compromised and left it beside the bed. Then I took the rock home and carried on keeping it close.
How close?
Phil, I mean, I don't think you shove it where the sun don't shine, do you?
Not before thoroughly washing it.
Phil may have been cynical, but I reasoned it couldn't hurt. Well, fucking would if you sat on it. A few weeks later, we were planning another break. A music festival I knew would be a boozy affair. I decided to take a pregnancy test. Just in case, I said.
It was a familiar but excruciating routine, never seeing the result I craved month after month, year after year.
Oh, God, it's gone all serious
again. Yeah, no,
again.
Every time I take
Sorry,
over...
Go on.
After a few minutes, I stole a glance at the test. Two lines. How could that be possible?
Oh, God.
I did another test. Positive. Look, Phil, I cried in sheer delight. The cock rock. It worked.
Oh, lovely. Lovely news. Lovely, lovely news.
Phil's face was a picture. Bemusement and then pure ecstasy. I'll never make fun of your superstitions again, he smiled.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that is a lovely story. And apparently she gave birth to a baby boy, Isaac, at 4:44 a.m. And apparently 4:44 is an angel number.
So that's that.
So that, at last, is a lovely story. And I hope you enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. And now, a special treat for you. Do you remember last week we had Mike McCartney
on? Yes, how could I forget?
Paul McCartney's brother. Well, this week we've got none other than Paul McCaffrey. Not McCartney. It would be nice if it wouldn't be. Paul McCaffrey is a brilliant comedian. Have a listen to this. Namaste, listeners. I'm here with Paul McCaffrey. We are at Chichester City FC, where there is a packed audience upstairs. He's going to go on soon, but he really wanted to tell me. Well, it's a spooky story, isn't it, Paul, that you've
it
got
is.
For me?
Yeah, it's going back to the early 90s. I was a young man driving back my mum's orange mini metro from Basingstoke Technical College.
Right.
And it was myself.
Not a very promising start. But
it's not a very promising start to anything. It wasn't a very promising start to my life.
All right, okay. try and add a bit of atmosphere, Paul, please.
It was raining. It was a Wednesday evening. It was gloomy. It was a slightly sort of misty rain.
Yeah.
We were driving back down a deserted road. I believe it's the A33. I could be wrong.
Right, OK. No one's going to check, but don't go on.
There's an interesting detail about the Orange Mini Metro that I feel I should furnish you with, and that is that every time you turned left in it, the horn would go off.
God, okay.
The sort of, it was one of the old horns, you know, where it was on like a stick and you used to push the horn down.
I know
it was one of those. And that was loose, which meant if you went at any sort of speed around the corner, that would come in and the horn would go off.
Oh, my God.
So, and it was a bright orange car. You don't really see them about anymore. So, anyway, my friend and I are driving back from Basingstoke Technical College. I'm going to say it was 6:30, autumn.
So it was dark.
Oh yeah, it was dark. It was
dusky
raining.
Dusky dark or properly dark?
Not dusky dark. No, it was no. It was dark, and it was aided by the kind of rain.
Okay.
So, there was already quite a sort of eerie atmosphere.
Yeah.
And as we were driving down in the metro, I saw a figure cross the road and disappear. Right to left,
so
there was the central reservation,
yeah.
And I got a clear shot of this person just crossing the road and disappearing, and my friend saw it too.
And what did this person...
I said,
did
you see that?
Yeah, what did he look like, this person?
Classic ghost, I would say. No chains, no.
Headless?
No head, that had a head. It wasn't headless.
What did the head look like?
Well, the head...
Old-fashioned?
Very old-fashioned,
really?
Grey.
Chops.
It looked like a sort of older lady a dress. Victorian period sort of dress.
Got to tell you something, Paul. I think I've got her here now.
You've got her? Have you?
She's coming now.
Really?
She said, sort out that horn in the car. Are you sure you didn't kill her and it was some kind of weird, you know...
I think I might have turned left and the horn made her speed up.
That's why
I didn't get a great visual on it.
And so your mate saw it as well.
Mm.
And is that the end of the story?
That's the end of the story. I'm sorry. I wish there was more to it than
that.
But,
6 out of 10.
Okay.
Well, he did say he warned me, but you know, I mean,
that was fairly unremarkable.
No, but it is remarkable because it is. And if you both saw it,
the fact that we both saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Don't try to save it now. All right. Well. Okay. Thank you very much, Paul McCaffrey. About your holiday, Linda.
Yes.
Now, you're going away to Spain, is it?
That's right. Yes, 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 yes. There's been a lot of preparations. I do apologise for going on, but it's a big deal now, isn't it, going away?
Well, there's a lot of... I mean, thankfully, all those people so cleverly voted for Brexit.
Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks for that, which means it's much... You can spend a bit longer in the hotel, in the airport,
yes,
can't
you? Yes, or just going straight home.
Yeah, so. Or just staying and going for a holiday in Devon or something instead. Yeah, thanks, guys. But who wants to go around cultural Europe anyway?
No.
No, fuck that. So you're going to Spain, Seville, is that right?
Just outside, yes.
And what sort of thing are you going to do then?
I'm going to sit by my friend's swimming pool.
Oh!
Yeah, she's got a swimming
pool. Oh, actually quite...
No,
wealthy.
People do, you see, because it's so hot, they have a little swimming. It's not massive, but it'll do. You can dunk yourself in it.
Okay.
I'll sit by the swimming pool. They don't tend to bask in the sun the way we do, because actually they need to get stuff done.
Yeah, of course they do.
So I'll be doing that, siestas, and drinking their local beer, which is called Cruz Campo.
Oh, lovely. Linda, you do deserve a break, because coming in here once every 2 weeks and not really joining in, it must take its toll on you.
It's a terrible strain, yes.
Problem is, I might need a replacement. I can't just sit here and keep the ball in the air, you know, on my own. So...
Turns out I can be quite useful, so you'd need to backfill if you don't mind.
Somebody we know has been on the blower, has got wind of the fact that you might be going away.
Yeah.
And can you guess who it is? Here's a clue.
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet.
Yes, Ruth wants to come back. She's been plaguing me this week. Have a listen to this.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, Tintin.
Hello.
I heard that Linda is going on holiday.
Yeah, yes.
And I think that I should do her job.
Well, hold
while
on.
While she's away.
No, I don't think you can do that, I'm afraid.
Please, Tintin.
No, it's not really. You haven't really done it before. It's not something...
I'll be very good at it.
No, you can't broadcast
like
she... I
have she... done it before.
Well, when?
I've done lots of radio and talking before.
You've never done any... Which radio have you done, then? Come on.
Radio 1.
You've never... Ruth, you've never done Radio 1...
I keep seeing ghosts.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about that. I'm not interested in that.
Linda does... She doesn't see ghosts.
No, she doesn't, but she helps me very much.
Linda Pollock doesn't see ghosts.
I know she doesn't, and neither do you...
I see ghosts.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I can see one now.
Oh, fucking hell. Where?
You can't speak to them. They're having a bath.
They're having a bath.
There's a ghost in the bath.
In the bath.
They're having a bath.
Right, okay. Right, well, can I please...
I do see them. I see ghosts.
Right, okay. Will you... Don't come over!
Please, kid.
Returning now to our very, very favourite Take a Break Fate and Fortune magazine. They have surpassed themselves. Now, I know you won't believe this. I know you won't go with this.
Go on.
Linda. But they've got a section featuring a psychic horse called Texas, right?
I mean, that does strike me. First things that come into my mind.
What?
Piss take.
Well, it's not a piss take, is it? Because it's all real. This is the psychic horse that can communicate.
Right.
Could you read the first one out? This is to a beloved cat.
Who typed this out? Was this the horse or the horse's trainer?
Good point, good point. Can you get a keyboard that will accommodate a hoof?
A hoof.
So listen, do it as if it's the Texas, the horse. Can you do a Texan accent?
Mm, okay.
Well, so, do it first of all.
First of all, this is Beth Jones. She's 30. She's from Doncaster.
Okay.
Belle, my beloved cat, passed away recently. I was devoted to her and I felt such guilt, as in the last few months of Belle's life, I had a baby, so I wasn't able to fuss over her as much as usual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all your fault, Belle.
Right.
Does she forgive me? Is she okay and aware that I love and miss her terribly?
I'll have a go at this. Texas says, Belle knew you had your hands full, but just because the baby kept you busy, she still felt cherished by you. She tells me the trouble with humans is they often hang on to guilt, while cats just move on from those kinds of feelings. Be more cat, she said. I mean, it is extraordinary. I mean, I do believe that there are such things as spirit animals, and
yeah,
they can... Look, didn't we prove, like, a couple of weeks ago that they can actually speak?
And actually, when I turned up today, Miracle was looking out the window waiting for me. So something knows. There's something in the
They do know something. I mean, do you remember this we did last week?
Sniper, say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's another. That's that chihuahua. And this is another one. They can speak animals, don't they? Oh, that's my favourite.
A rapper!
A rapper!
Do you remember that one that used to be on That's Life? Used to say...
Oh, cockroaches! This is nice. So anyway, this is nice. Read the one about the dog, then. That's a chihuahua
all right
there.
I lost my rescue it's a papillon, it's not a chihuahua.
Oh, sorry, it's a papillon.
In February. He was 13 and I'd had him for 4 years. Before me, he'd been treated appallingly. When I took him in, he was so fearful, but slowly he grew to trust me.
Oh, that's nice.
Just before Christmas, it's going to go horrible. He was diagnosed with a heart murmur.
Oh.
2 months on, he collapsed on a walk.
Fucking keep it light, love.
He was put on medication. But 12 days later, he passed away at the vets. Before he passed, I asked Archangels Ariel and Azrael and my grandfathers John and Bill to help him cross. Did Buddy suffer? Is he safe? That's from Michelle McGowan. She's 36 and she's from the Isle of Lewis.
Oh, that lovely dog. Oh, imagine that. How can you not have a tear in your eye? Oh, Texas says,
Buddy Bell, mate, you gave him a life. And when it came to his passing, he was in no pain. There was a feeling of...
Oh, it's Gemma Donald.
There was a feeling of warmth and a green energy of light that he was attracted to. There were many animals where he is. He shows me a field with trees around the edge and different creatures about to go about their business.
Does he mean having a poo? Going about their business.
That's what creatures do when they go about their business.
Yeah.
Buddy felt pulled to stay with John as he saw him, but knew he had to go another way.
Oh, I see. Buddy wanted to stay, but he knew he had to go another way.
When I ask if Michelle will see Buddy again, I'm shown a picture of Michelle's reflection and the green light energy is behind her.
Fucking hell, sounds like she's about to go as well.
Flipping out, Michelle. Watch your back.
Bless her.
What's that?
I don't know if it's a dog or a fucking goat, that thing.
Sounds like your new assistant.
And they'll be... She's less like I love you, more...
You do have a dirty bottom, I've seen it.
So there'll be more from...
Honestly, watch yourself.
Oh, crap.
I know it's fun and games, but it gets dark with her quite quickly, doesn't it?
It does. Look, you'll have to join us next time when we'll have Ruth here. We'll just see how we get on. I mean, she can't be that bad, can she? Yes, she can. All right, well, listen, there'll be more from the bloody psychic horse next week. In the meantime, a very spooky story from comedian Kate Martin. Well, I've got Kate Martin here, and
Yeah. I've never worked with her before, but we're very much looking forward to this gig tonight, aren't we?
I can't wait. Yeah.
Let's cut to the chase.
Sure.
Kate, you saw something spooky not once but twice. Am I correct?
Twice. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Twice. Shall I tell you?
No, I'm going to get them to fucking guess what it is.
Oh, right, okay, cool, okay. Well...
I'm only joking.
Yeah. So, I was walking through the woods. So, Macclesfield, Cheshire, Audley Edge Woods.
Very,
if you
very
know
nice. I've spent a lot of time there.
Have
yeah,
you?
I have, yeah.
Oh, I thought I recommended
quite recently,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely woods, very ancient, lots of myths and legends around there.
Yeah. That was an accident when you saw me in those woods. I'd stopped...
We'd never speak of
we'd
it again.
We'd never speak it again.
It's all right, I didn't see much. But,
well, you're kidding, I have to kick it dry.
So, I was wandering through the woods, nice walk with a friend,
yeah.
Lovely kind of winter's day, so it was a bit misty, but bright blue skies.
Right, I've got it.
You know, cold but nice. Walking along, and out the corner of my eye, I saw something. Just saw something move in the bushes, and I was like, oh, it's not you again. And it wasn't. So I turned to my right, and I just saw this, like, oh, she looked about, like, teenage, like 15, 16, right. But very long, dark hair, very pale, very long, dark hair, just standing in the bushes. And I turned round, and my friend was like, I think my friend caught a glimpse, but, like,
right.
And we just stopped, and I was like, can you see that? And then as I kind of brought her into focus, she went, right. And I was like, probably not, really shocked, and I felt this little, like, kind of a quiver.
Yeah.
Well, there she is in the background now.
Yeah.
And then we were walking around the woods a bit later on, that it was about 2 hours later, it was a nice long walk round.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this thing.
Same one.
And I snapped round, and again, long dark hair, centre parting. I remember it, like an axe wound on the top. Long, very straight dark hair, like waist length hair. And she was just stood there, like looking at us. Had this, like, cotton linen-y dress on, white.
Did your friend see the second time?
She did.
And went,
fucking hell. Yeah, fucking hell. And we both just stood there and we're like, is it, you know, when you're not quite, you're like, it can't be. It must be. And then as we went to say something to each other, again, it was like she was just then gone. Just gone.
That is absolutely, now, listeners, ye of little faith, I know there's a lot of poo pooers out there. That's absolutely extraordinary, isn't it? And did she look oldie fashioned?
Yeah,
I don't know the technical term for it.
Old. She looked old. Well, she looked young, but old. Yeah, so she was. Very pale, not a lot of vitamin C in her, do you know what
right,
I mean?
Okay.
And like a cotton dress, like an old-fashioned cotton dress. I'd have said 1800s, that kind of fashion.
Staring at us
in the woods. It was like she was lost and I wanted to help her, but she'd gone.
Do you think did she have a kind of plaintive look, like, can you help me?
I
need to move on.
She was looking quite longingly, yeah. She was definitely looked a bit lost. I really felt
that's
for her.
Given me the
you know, when you feel
genius.
Sad,
I felt
quite sad for her. I thought, well, I can't find my way out of here either. Do you know what I mean?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think you'll agree that I've gone all goose pimply. Oh, it's extraordinary. Well, look, I have seen a number of ghosts in my time, and I can tell you that they do exist. And Kate is looking at me very seriously, and she knows they exist too.
Yeah.
So keep listening for more spooky stories. Thank you, Kate. Now, Linda.
Yeah.
So what have you got to do? You've got to get ready and go, is it?
Yes, I've got to. Right, now is the time. I've got a few days before I go. I'm going to start piling up clothes. This is what you start doing, innit? Don't wear that. Put that on there. Don't touch it. That's what I'm going
to
do.
But it's going to be very hot. You don't have to go mad with your clothes. What do you mean? What?
What?
No, I'm saying you don't have to pack loads.
Are you saying I go mad with my clothes?
I'm not saying
you're calling me Elton John.
That velour tracksuit you got from Matalan.
I won't be needing that in
the. Don't wear that!
No.
And that Marie Antoinette wig like Elton. No one wants to see that. They won't be able to see the front of the flight safety if you're wearing that in
the cabin. No, I won't go mad, but I do want to look nice. And you know, because they don't really go out during the day, they like to dress up in the evening, just have a walk about and a pose. So I don't want to disappoint. I feel like I'm keeping Britain's end up in these hard times.
I hope, talking of end up, I hope you get lots of... I hope you have lots of sex.
Just a bit will be fine.
Just any sort of thing to keep your hands off me while we're trying to do this at close quarters.
I'll resist, yeah.
That has never happened. But anyway, I just want to say that I too will be going on, well, not for a while yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a cruise.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I'm performing on a cruise.
Where are you going around?
We're going around, I think it's the Low Countries around there.
Cold Holland cruise.
Cold cruise, yeah. I was offered another one, but I've got to be honest.
honest with you, I pulled out.
Oh.
This is true.
Was it a hot cruise?
Did I? Yeah, it was a hot cruise. It was around Malta and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing Malta the way I do, I'd call that a building site cruise because it's mostly a building site there. But you will know this, I was booked to do a cruise and then I went and did Jason Manford's gig. And as I told you, I didn't enjoy Jason Manford's gig. You know, I was supporting. Did I tell you that in Bath?
It's always tricky, isn't it, when they're there to see someone else?
Yes.
So and then you're just in the way.
And I told you I came on, someone said Jimmy Savile the second yes. I came on. Did we deal with this in the last one?
Yes.
It was very hurtful and I suddenly thought, if they're not going for me here in Bath...
Maybe they're not your people.
Maybe they're not my people. So I've had to think about what I'm going to do. I've changed what I'm going to do slightly on the cruise and I will be going!
Right. We'll so people who are going to Holland for their wacky-backy, definitely your people.
Well, I think they are slightly more people than the Jason Manford
yeah,
crowd.
I think you're right.
Maybe there might be a little bit of crossover. But try not to shout out before I come on and accuse me of being
a
one
sex
of Britain's
offender.
Most yeah. appalling sex offenders. It's not a great start, is
no,
it?
No, I think it's somewhat... It deters spirit.
Of course it does! And it deters me from going back to Bath again to the Forum. 1,700 seats of people tutting. Anyway, oh, my God, look, it's just come into the room.
It never is.
Yes, it is. Can you do it better than me?
Oh, hello, Lord.
Oh, where's she is?
Take body yourself. Well,
she's picked up a nice leather bag from a souk somewhere
oh,
in
it's
North
lovely.
Africa.
Just don't sniff it. It just smells a bit suspect.
A bit horsey. Oh, Jane, what are you doing? Going to sit on captain's table?
Oh, if you'll give me half a chance, yeah.
Why not? It's very dishy, that one, isn't it?
All right, well, Jane's going off warbling. She's just doing... That's it, Jane. She's doing her exercises. She's going to finish with the song. It's not her, it's me who does
it. In the style of Jane McDonald.
In the style of Jane McDonald.
A tribute, if you will.
A tribute to her. I want to say this, that I'm going to bloody well miss you. And you have a wonderful time, and I cannot wait to see you when you come back.
OK, don't be scared. She'll be fine.
All right, well, we're going to have Ruth for 1 week, see how we get on.
Okay, well.
All right, until next time.
Good luck with the 1 week thing.
All right. Namaste, my Dan. Have a wonderful time.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You all right?
Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.